Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped. Nomination for election to Executive Committee. Article 6.4. The Honorary Secretary. Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped. 47 Toa Payoh Rise. Singapore 298104. Dear Sir/Madam. We, being members of the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, hereby propose and second the nomination of, name in block letters, as a candidate for election to the Executive Committee of SAVH at the Annual General Meeting to be held on August 29, 2026, Saturday. Proposer seconder. Name. Name. Address. Address. Contact number. Contact number. Signature. Signature. Nominee's particulars. Name. Residential address. Email address. Contact number. Gender male. Female. Age, years old. Date of birth. Year, S, of SAVH membership years date joined. Type of membership life member/ordinary member. Occupation of nominee. Current employer/name of business or company if self-employed. Area of expertise or core skills general management. Accounting. Finance and investment. Human resource management. Organizational change and development. Audit and risk management. Social service and social work. Law and legislation. Donor management and fundraising. Blindness rehabilitation and treatment. Education and training. Others, please specify. Past working experience. Experience in the charity sector. Experience working in a board or executive committee. Interested area in Exco audit and risk management. Client services. Communications. Digitalization. Environmental, social and governance. Finance and investment. Fundraising. Human resource. Nomination. Social enterprise. IT savviness basic, e.g., email, messaging etc. Intermediate, e.g., Word, Excel, PowerPoint etc. Advanced, e.g., programming etc. Declarations by nominee. Please tick, for declaration. Declarations agree disagree if disagree, please specify why. 1. I am not disqualified from being any member of the governing body or any key officer or any trustee for any charity by virtue of the Charities Act 1994, in particular Section 28, 1, as reproduced in Schedule 1. 2. I currently do not, and do not intend to during my term on the Executive Committee if so elected, receive payment of any kind for any products and/or services rendered to SAVH, whether through any ad hoc or contractual arrangements, or whether as an individual or through any company with which I hold any interest, including as an officer, shareholder, and/or employee, and I am not related to or have any dealings with any such individual or company. 3. I am not a subject of an ongoing criminal case or investigation and/or under a board of inquiry. 4. I am not a board member of a competing blindness organization. If disagree, please specify organization's name and position held, if any. 5. I am not been a member of the Executive Committee for a period of 10 or more consecutive years leading up to my present nomination. 6. I possess integrity, maturity, confidence, and high standards of excellence. I also possess the skills and commitment necessary to carry out my duties on the Executive Committee effectively. 7. I have been a SAVH member for not less than 1 year. I, name in block letters, hereby consent to the above nomination. I confirm that I am aware of the responsibilities as an Executive Committee member of SAVH, and agree to fulfill these responsibilities if elected. I also confirm that my particulars and declarations provided above are true, accurate, and complete to the best of my knowledge as per the nomination requirements. I hereby also provide consent that the additional information that I submitted together with this nomination form, if any, will be made available on the SAVH website and other chosen platforms for members' review during the campaign period of the 73th AGM. Signature of nominee. Date. N.B. All nominations must be made on this proposed form, duly completed and signed before forwarding to the Honorary Secretary not later than 12 noon on August 17, 2026, Monday. Schedule 1. Extract of Section 28, 1, of the Charities Act 1994. Subject to subsections, 3, and, 4, a person is disqualified from acting in any capacity specified in subsection, 2, on the happening of any of the following, whether before, on or after April 1, 2018. A. The person is convicted, whether in Singapore or in any other country or territory, of any offence involving I. dishonesty, including fraud, corruption, bribery, and deception, or 2. Terrorism, terrorism financing, or money laundering. B. The person becomes an undischarged bankrupt. C. The person makes a composition or arrangement with, or grants a trust deed for, the person's creditors and has not been discharged in respect of it. D. The person becomes subject to any disqualification under Section 149, 149A, or 154 of the Companies Act, Cap 50.